The appearance of Lord Balaram is most important for all devotees, because without the grace of Lord Balaram, no one can attain bhakti to Krishna. Nitaya karuna habe braje radha krishna pabe. In explaining this point, Prabhupada quoted this, that Balaram Nityananda, by his mercy, one can attain service of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada has elaborated in one purport how by taking strength from Lord Balaram, one can advance in Krishna consciousness. No one can make spiritual advancement without strength. This is interpreted by a certain Swami who was completely lacking in proper vivek or discrimination, as meaning that one should have a big strong body like a buffalo. He was lacking in vivek. You say the word vivek. We don't want to say his name. So, but actually this means spiritual strength. And spiritual strength comes from Balaram. What is that strength? What is that strength? That strength is Balaram's full desire to serve Krishna in every way possible. Although he is Krishna, he takes the form of his brother, or he serves as a brother in Sakyaras. But considering Krishna as his master, he serves him in so many ways in Dasyaras. And being so much desirous to serve, he expands himself as all the paraphernalia that Krishna uses. And the whole spiritual world, which is the playground for Krishna's pastimes, is manifested from Balaram out of his desire to serve Krishna. Everything directly used by Krishna, his bed, his shoes, his umbrella, his brahmana thread, it's all Balaram in another form. The temple is also an expansion of Balaram. So in this way, he serves Krishna. And he also pleases Krishna in the mood of parental affection, vatsalya ras. His friendship or sakya ras is mixed with vatsalya ras because he's the older brother of Krishna. So to give pleasure to Krishna, he sometimes accepts service from Krishna just like an elder brother. And just as an older brother should do, he sometimes chastises or corrects his younger brother for wrong behavior. Just like when Krishna chopped off the hair of Rukmi in a kind of wild way and humiliated him in this way, Balaram chastised Krishna. This is not very good. He's our relative, so you shouldn't have humiliated him thus. So Balaram, he serves Krishna in all these ways, in all the different rasas. And he even, because as Balaram, he cannot serve Krishna in madhurati or the affectionate exchange of the gopis for Krishna, then he is also Ananga Manjari, the younger sister of Radharani, is also Balaram in another way. Ananga, Ananga. So in this way, he is so eager to serve Krishna that he wants to serve Krishna in every way possible. And whenever Krishna appears, he appears with him to serve him. So he is known as the first expansion of Krishna. And he's so much eager to serve Krishna So in this way, Balaram is guru, because being the first expansion of Krishna, he teaches everyone else to serve Krishna. And he does so by example and by precept also. So guru is considered to be a representative of Lord Balaram, because Lord Balaram, he is so much anxious to serve Krishna that he wants everyone also to serve Krishna. So the desire to bring others to Krishna and the strength to resist Maya, this is in the guru principle, guru tattva. So we can pray to Lord Balaram for strength to resist the temptations of Maya. Balaram is very strong. That's what his name means. Bala means strength. So as we were saying, that means the spiritual strength. He's also known as even taking the appearance of a kshatriya. So he appears very strong, even from the point of view of physical strength. And in his human-like pastimes, which should not be considered those of human beings, he showed superhuman strength. For instance, with his famous plow upsetting Hastinapur and wanting to and starting to pull that to dunk Hastinapur, or throw Hastinapur, the whole city, drown the city. So Balaram is known as very strong. He's the older brother of Krishna. So who's stronger, Balaram or Krishna? What do you think? Any suggestions? You know the story? Devotees, Prabhupada gave at Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. Who's been there? Who's been fortunate to have darshan of Balaram in Vrindavan? Oh, you didn't all go. You should all go, somehow or other. So actually, from that temple, that's giving strength to the whole preaching movement all over the world. Yeah. Lord Balaram is there. We need more strength in the microphone. You better pray to Lord Balaram. Maybe you can have more strength in your voice. So Prabhupada said that he established this temple just to show that Sri Sri Gaur Nithai are Krishna and Balaram. So Prabhupada asked some of his disciples, who is stronger, Krishna or Balaram? And they gave different suggestions why. Some said Balaram, some said Krishna, giving different philosophical reasons why. But Prabhupada solved the mystery by saying it must be Krishna, because Balaram's leaning on Krishna. What do you think of that? That defeats all philosophy. No philosophy. This is the land of faith. Another Prabhupada story about the inconceivability of Balaram. You're a Balaram devotee. That at Kumbh Mela, two of Prabhupada's disciples were having an argument about Lord Balaram. That's a good idea, isn't it? Kali Yuga means the age of quarrel, so better we quarrel about Lord Balaram or some philosophical topic. I should follow that advice myself. So one devotee, Madhudvisha Prabhu, was saying that the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is that Balaram is white. It says right here in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Must be right. But Yamuna Devi said, but no, it must be more than that, because Krishna only dances with Radharani. Balaram does. She won't dance with him. So it wasn't solved. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he brought the question to Prabhupada. He said, there's a disagreement between Madhudvisha and Yamuna. Madhudvisha says that the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is that Balaram is white. Prabhupada said, he's right. So then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, but Yamuna says that there must be more difference, because only Krishna dances with Radharani and not Balaram. And Prabhupada said, she's right. So then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, but how can both things be right? Which is actually correct? And Prabhupada said, you decide. So some things are beyond philosophy. If we are to understand Lord Balaram, we can do so by accepting his mood of service, not simply by mental strength, but by the spiritual strength he bestows upon the devotees by their genuine service mood. There are many names of Lord Balaram. There are 1,000 names given in Garga Sanghita. That means some of the names. Time to finish, is it? One more minute. Okay, all right. I was going to have a Balaram quiz, if you could say some names. Quick, quick, quick. Daoji, that's a name in Vrindavan. Elder brother. Anantashesh. Baladev. Haladhar. What does that mean? Holder of the plow. He's also, there's another name, Hala, Halada, we just said that. Hala Yuda. He doesn't, not just plowing, he's fighting with it also. Watch out. With his plow, when he, you know, Revati, she was the daughter of Raivat Maharaj. That's a long story, I don't have time. Anyway, she was from Satya Yuga, and she came to marry Balaram in Dwarpa Yuga, Kali Yuga, Sandhya. But she was too tall, so she's from Satya Yuga, because Balaram's only 13 feet or so high. So he got his plow and pulled her down. Any other names? Who's the mother of Balaram? Rohini. So then Rohini Nandan. Gadadhar, yeah, it's another name of Balaram. Lakshman, yeah. Duryodhana Guru, how about that one? He's the guru of Duryodhana. We're going to hear about that from Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, I believe. Is it? The guru of Duryodhana. In fighting, club fighting. Anyway, I'm over time.
Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshantarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Balaram Baladev Avirbhav Mahotsava Ki Jai. Okay, so we're doing 20 minute sec chunks. Okay. Yeah, no need to translate that.
He wants to do more service.
Yes, he's very eager for service. So, we have just heard from Maharaj about how to appreciate Balaram in terms of his service attitude. And certainly this is, I think, the overarching lesson that we want to take and to remember this evening, today. This is the main lesson we want to remember today. I want to maybe just fill in some interesting things about Balaram, because he's, by expanding Krishna's pastimes, he himself becomes an intriguing personality. Oops. Hare Krishna. Sometimes translators kind of wind down after a while, and then we need a fresh translator. Are we at that point? Now he's translating that. One point is that there are three Ramas, Obviously, one of them is Balarama. Obviously, another is Ramachandra, also known as Dasharati Rama, the son of Dasharata. And there's a third Rama, Parashu Rama, Ak Rama. Parashu means axe. Now, an interesting little detail that I won't pursue, but it's interesting, that Parashuram is a Brahman. Parashuram ye Brahman. And what is Ramachandra? He's a Kshatriya. On ye Kshatriya. And what is Balaram? Difficult to say, huh? Transcendental. He's devotee. Yes. Well, within these, within this group, we can say that he's a Vaishya. Within Braja, he's a Vaishya, certainly. What sort of a Vaishya? What sort of a Vaishya? What's the clue here? We were talking about differences and sameness with Krishna. So, we know Balaram carries a plow, right? Does Krishna carry a plow? Nah. What do you usually do with a plow? Farming. That's right. You plow the fields, right? What does Krishna do? Does he plow the fields? What does he do? Yeah, he takes care of the cows. He herds the cows. He's a cowherd. Now, of course, we can say Balaram also accompanies him and so on. But really what Balaram is, deep down inside, in his heart of hearts, he's a farmer. And what sort of a farmer? Well, he's, you know, what do farmers do? They cultivate. What do they call? They cultivate things that grow. And similarly, Balaram, we can say, cultivates. But what does he cultivate? What is it interesting for us that he cultivates? The bhakti lata. Yeah, we're kind of stretching the imagery here, but I think it's appropriate. Krishna carries a plow. If we can remember that, sorry, Krishna does not carry a plow. Balaram carries a plow. If we can remember that today and think about what Balaram does with his plow, then this will help us in our spiritual life. Before I get further on that point, though, I have to follow up on Maharaj's suggestion that I speak of Balaram as Duryodhana Guru. Part of, or one aspect of Balaram's iconography is that he also carries a club, gada. Now, here we kind of shift because Balaram is, when he's carrying a club, obviously he's not being a farmer. He's being more like a kshatriya. Apparently, a traditional way of fighting amongst kshatriyas was with clubs. And it could be a very fierce kind of fighting that they would do. And it was an art which one had to learn by training and rigorous practice. So it happened by various circumstances that Balaram was asked by Duryodhana to teach him to fight with a club because he knew that Balaram was very expert with a club. In the course of the teaching and learning process, they developed a nice relationship, a friendly. Duryodhana felt very obliged to Baladev. And Balaram Baladev was very pleased with Duryodhana. He was a very good student. And because of this relationship, when it came time for the war, the battle or the several battles of the war of Kurukshetra, Balaram decided he could not participate in the battle because he had friends on both sides. On the side of the Pandavas, he was friends with the Pandavas. He was also friends with Duryodhana. So how could he take sides? He decided instead, I will go on pilgrimage. Imagine Balaram, Baladev, who we think of in many of his pastimes as being very ready for a fight. He's, in fact, in some of his pastimes, exhibiting, we could say, a quick temper. But in this case, he decided to step back from the whole terrible, terrible situation which had come to the point of war. There's also a lesson for us here, and that is the principle of neutrality. Udasina vadasinam, it says in Bhagavad Gita, udasina vat. Neutrality is a virtue in spiritual life. Material life is, or the material world is full of conflicts. Conflicts means politics. Someone has one opinion, someone else has an opposing opinion. There's disagreement. Sometimes disagreements accelerate and amplify, and they become very sharp conflicts. And when all breaks down, they become fights and wars. So Balaram, the source of strength, source of spiritual strength, also material strength, what did he do in this situation? He stepped back. He went on pilgrimage. Similarly, we invariably, in the course of our lives, find ourselves being asked to take sides in different issues. And sometimes we get to the point where we don't see that there's an alternative to either of the two sides that have emerged. There's a third option, and this is the option of Lord Balaram, to become neutral. And in this neutrality, to be a well-wisher for both sides of whatever the conflict might be. This is a position also of spiritual strength. We are on this day praying to Baladev for spiritual strength to pursue spiritual life. So specifically, thinking of Balaram's pastime of stepping back from this conflict and going on pilgrimage, I think is one way to get strength from Balaram. Okay, back to the plow. 1.5 more minutes. Can you please add today being full moon, auspicious day for giving Srimad Bhagavatam as gift? Okay, I've just done it. I think this is a plug for for the book department. Buy a set of books. It said if you give a set of Srimad Bhagavatam to someone on this day, then what's the result? Go back to Godhead, for example. Might be good. Yeah. Okay, my minute and a half is up, and I had to use it to make this point. No. Well, I don't want to argue the issue. Okay. Still, I want to say the plowing principle is also important in spiritual life. As part of the cultivation of the bhakti lata, one has to plow the field of one's devotional practice. Actually, the process is first you plow, then you plant, and then you water and so on. So first there has to be plowing. Baladev's plowing pastime is quite memorable. His particular plowing that he did was to plow to draw Yamuna to his presence so that he could continue his pastimes. And in what state of mind did he do this? In an intoxicated state of mind. Does this mean, therefore, we can also become intoxicated in the same way that Balaram does? Yes. Who said yes? The temple president, indeed. Now we know what's going on. He's getting intoxicated all the time with Varuni beverage. So here is an example of where we don't imitate Balaram, the Lord, we follow him. Balaram is also known, I don't remember if you mentioned, one of his names is Sankarsana. And did we mention?
No.
So what means Karsana? To fight. Karsana. No, Karsana means to pull or to draw. Pulling or drawing. It also means plowing. Krishi is farming. And all of this is also related to the word Krishna. Krishna, we say, means the all-attractive Lord. Sankarsana, sam means thorough, complete. So Balaram, as Sankarsana, is that Lord who very thoroughly draws, as he draws the Yamuna to him, so he draws us to him. And he draws us by his attractiveness. And here I want to go back to this being the Purnima, and then I'll finish. This is, we call it Balaram Purnima. So the full moon is considered very attractive. It's very beautiful. And Balaram is not accidentally appearing on this day. He is very much associated with the moon. He has a pale complexion like the full moon. Right. So on this day we can think of Baladev and his plow and his club and his moon-like pale complexion. Not just today. We can also remember other days. And in fact, every day as we chant the Maha Mantra, we can remember Balaram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Balaram ki.
Om Agyana Tamarandasya Agnajana Shalakaya Chakshuna Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Garave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Vacharane Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desatanane. So it's a little difficult going at the end. So I was trying to decide which thing I was going to speak about. Of course, the qualities of Sri Baladev are unlimited. I'll just mention a couple of things. First is the pastime of Kaliya, the snake, the large serpent who was poisoning the Yamuna. As we know, all of the residents of Vrindavan, they don't think of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's their most beloved, darling boy. So, as we know, the cows and cowherd boys, they drank the water of the Yamuna that was poisoned by Kaliya, and they left their body, and then Krishna brought them back to life. And he decided to rid Vrindavan of Kaliya. It's creating disturbance. And as we know, of Krishna, as he jumped in the water, and then he approached Kaliya, Kaliya wrapped him up in his coils. And Mother Yashoda found out that on that day, Balaram had not gone. Generally, Balaram would always go with Krishna wherever he went. And as Maharaj explained, Balaram has a mixed relation. He's in friendship, but he has some of Vatsalya and some, I read Nectar Devotion just now, also servitude, as in the form of Ananta Sheshits and all of the paraphernalia, as Maharaj explained. So often he was in this Vatsalya Ras, protecting. Mother Yashoda was confident that Balaram was with him, he would protect his younger brother. But that day Balaram wasn't there. But then he came, they all came running because they could see the inauspicious signs and they got the news that Krishna was in this great danger. And all the residents of Vrindavan, they rushed to the bank of the Yamuna, especially Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. They were completely devastated to see Krishna in this dangerous condition. And Krishna remained for 2 hours wrapped up in the coils of Kaliya. But somehow in this pastime, all the other residents of Vrindavan, they were thinking that our life is finished, everything is finished. Krishna is going to be devoured by this. Imagine, this is not an ordinary, this is a serpent with 100 heads. Little baby Krishna is wrapped up inside of his coils. Everyone was crying. They were at the point of death. They were ready to go into the Yamuna to try to save Krishna. They were ready to die. They were fainting. But Balaram was smiling. Why was he smiling? Because he knew, it said that he knew that his brother Krishna certainly couldn't be defeated by this snake. And so he was stopping all of the other residents of Vrindavan from going into the Yamuna. He was stopping Maharaj Nanda, Mother Yashoda. He was saving and protecting all of the residents of Vrindavan from just fainting and leaving their bodies. So he always knew that Krishna, my brother Krishna, he can't be defeated by anyone. And then another time he was also smiling. There was another incident where Balaram was smiling when everyone else was in a different mood. Krishna was holding up a Govardhan with his left small finger. As we know, all of the residents of Vrindavan were there under the shelter of Govardhan. And Krishna was reciprocating with all of his devotees. The gopis were there, the coward boys were there, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda were there. And at one time, Krishna, he was glancing at the gopis. And by glancing, he was glancing over the gopis and his hand began to shake. And Lord Balaram smiled. But he smiled because he saw that everyone was, the hill is falling over. But Krishna blushed and became embarrassed because he thought that Balaram knew that he was looking at the gopis. So this was Balaram's smile, that he was always protecting his younger brother, and he always knew that his younger brother was... no one could harm him. He was smiling, laughing that they're afraid that the hill is going to fall. But sometimes Balaram becomes, as Maharaj mentioned, also becomes very quickly angry. So this happened in different times. The one that I like very much is when he gambled with Rukmi. So Krishna Kshetra Prabhu mentioned that he also was drinking Varuni beverage and becoming intoxicated. That doesn't mean that we can drink and become intoxicated. And he also played gambling match. That doesn't mean that we can gamble. Of course, they were playing for sport. But as with the Kshatriyas, the sporting was quite... So this Rukmi, because he was... It's a long story, but he was always angry that Krishna had stolen his sister, Rukmini. He was always trying to find a way to get back at Krishna and his family. So he knew that Balaram was not very expert at chess playing, somehow or other, I don't know. it wasn't his expertise, his forte. But he liked very, this is his Kshatriya spirit, and this is in his mood of Kshatriya. He liked very much sporting matches, competition. So Rukmi was there, and his friend, the king of Kashi, was there. So they pushed him, challenge Balaram to a chess match, and then we can humiliate him. So I think they played the first match, and Rukmi won. And so all the kings, especially the king of Kasi, they started laughing. And especially the king of Kasi started laughing with his, showing his teeth. The big, big laugh. And Balaram began his anger, transcendental anger began little by little. And then another match, a return match. And this time, I think at this time, Balaram won, but Rukmi insisted, no, no, I won. It's not right, I won, actually I won. And I think a voice from the sky said, for all intents and purposes, Balaram has won. But Rukmi, they continued to insist. And in this case, it's described that Balaram's eyes turned like red coals with anger, like red. Because all this time, the other Kshatriyas all around, they were all laughing at him. And in one moment, he got up and took his club. And in great anger, he smashed Rukmi. And he went over to the king of Kalinga, the king of Kashi. And he smashed his teeth in. He'd been showing his teeth and laughing with his teeth. So he smashed his teeth in. So sometimes Balaram does doesn't step back. But only if you're Balaram, if you have the spiritual strength of Balaram, can you enter into that fighting arena. And then Lord Balaram, he's always fighting with his club. Yes. Another pastime where he was also drinking. He was drinking when he pulled the Yamuna, but this another case, he was dancing with his gopis and he was also drinking Varuni beverage. And there was I can never understand, there's Dvidvida Gorilla said he was the minister of Sugriva. Sugriva was in the time of Lord Ramachandra. And he was creating havoc all over the kingdom around Dwarka. Balaram wasn't dancing with the gopis, he was dancing with many young girls because this was near Dwarka, right at the mountain it's called. Doesn't there wasn't the gopis. And his eyes were spinning because they were drinking Varuni beverage. And this gorilla came to, he heard them singing up in the mountain and he went up to see what it was and he saw that this Balaram was enjoying with so many beautiful young ladies. And he came right in front of Balaram and these girls and started making all kinds of sounds. Kila kila. And as sometimes happens, Balaram was intoxicated. He didn't even bother with him. And Dvidvida, I think he's pushed him, started to push him. As you do when you want to provoke someone to fight. Balaram wasn't really disturbed. But then Dvidvida touched his Varuni beverage, took his bottle of Varuni beverage. And that was it. Then Balaram took up his club and they began the first baseball match. This is maybe this was the precursor of baseball. Because Dvidvida would take trees and then big stones and was throwing everything at Balaram, and Balaram was just like in baseball, or cricket, as the case may be. I was thinking, because you're English, I was thinking of cricket. Yeah, I know they don't play either game. But anyone who's been to India knows about cricket, and anyone who's been to America, they know about baseball. And finally, at the end, he finished up all the trees, finished up all the rocks, and Balaram was having a wonderful time just hitting them off. And then finally, that was enough of the game, and they... Jai Shri Baladev Ki Jai! Balaram Purnima Kija. Yeah, with the fish, because they finished all their club weapons, everything, and they were fighting it out, and then broken. How many of you were there at the yatra this week? We were both. Was it nice? Were you happy? How do you know? Besides being a little cold, a little too cold for August. It was very, very wonderfully organized by, I think, Lalita Govinda and company. There's no distractions whatsoever. As where I live at Prabhupada Desh, there's pizza and ice cream. No pizza, no ice cream. When there's festivals, then some people are at the program and many people are wandering off to get pizza and ice cream. So I think it's a wonderful idea to go in one place like that, isolated place where you can simply concentrate on hearing and chanting and associating with devotees, hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna and Balaram, Radha and Krishna. Because we have so many other things we have to do in our daily life. Prabhupada said one time, actually, we should really just go to Mayapur and sit down and chant Hare Krishna 24 hours. That's our real business. He said, but you can't do that. You're not able to do that. So we know that. We have so many things and responsibilities and duties. But sometimes it's very, very strengthening to stop everything else, put everything else aside, and just stay in the association of devotees and hear and chant about Krishna. It was very nice. All the devotees were participating through all the programs. Very attentively listening and taking notes. It was very inspiring. Just like Shukadeva Goswami was very inspired as Maharaj Parikshit was so enthusiastic to hear more and more about the glories of the Lord. The more the devotees are anxious to hear, the more devotees are anxious to speak. And in that atmosphere of sincere hearing and speaking, then love of Godhead fructifies. In these moments, we should remember that should nourish us throughout the rest of the months until the next time. Of course, we should as much as possible be associating with devotees to hear and chant about Krishna. But that kind of intense for a number of days of simply only hearing and chanting about Krishna is very, very powerful. I found it to be very inspiring. I hope you all had a very nice time as also associating amongst yourselves on a spiritual platform, putting aside all family encumbrances and obligations, developing spiritual relationships. One devotee was telling me how he's so sad that this is finished, now I have to go back to my house. But that gives us strength to go on and be enthusiastic to organize more and more such programs. So I'd like to thank very much Ananta Prabhu and Lita Govinda Prabhu for inviting me, to being so kind to invite me to come. I hope they'll invite me again. It's so nice to see so many young, fresh devotees, you know, bright-faced. It's very inspiring, especially to see so many young faces who are taking up Krishna consciousness. Because if there's only old people, then how is this movement going to go forward? And also, so when you're young, there's so many other distractions you may be thinking about. You're definitely not thinking that you're going to maybe leave your body in a few years. That's the last thing you're thinking about. So it's rare that young people are very seriously endeavoring for cultivating spiritual life. I don't know here, but now this is right in the days of the most intense sense gratification in Italy of all year, because everyone goes to the beach. Even in the temple, not many people come to the temple. So it's very refreshing and enlivening to see so many young devotees seriously engaging in Krishna consciousness, even at vacation time. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I also want to thank Ananta Das Prabhu for inviting me, and I didn't know what to expect toward the as the time approached that I was coming. I got several messages how cold it will be, so I was sufficiently warned that I felt actually quite warm the whole time. Physical coldness was overcome by the warmth of the devotees, or more than compensated by the warmth of the devotees, especially Bhakta Carlo. And I don't know if he's here. I wanted to offer my thanks also to, if I get his name right, Bhakta Slavko. Slavko, is he here? No, he stayed back. Yeah. He has to keep things going there, yeah. Yeah, special thanks to him who gave his entire place there as a facility for all of this to happen. I think it is significant that we had this opportunity to be in a situation of nature, surrounded by trees and yeah, sky with stars. You don't get that in the city. We kind of lose touch with Krishna's creation, although we heard this morning how insignificant this creation is in comparison with the unlimited qualities and powers of Krishna. Still, there's certainly some some value for the nourishment, because the theme of the yatra was the cultivation of the creeper of devotion. So I think it is also helpful for the cultivation of the creeper of devotion to have some connection with the creepers out there in the forest. Otherwise, our consciousness becomes, you know, despite ourselves, becomes full of, you know, plastic and billboards and all the things that surround us, and email, right? Computers, email, and all the so-called conveniences of so-called modern life. It's actually good to get out in a situation where, in the association with other devotees, we can go back to the fundamental questions of human life. Yes, it's there that we can think more deeply about the meaning of our lives as devotees of Krishna. So I was very happy to be there. I'm hopeful that Krishna will allow me to participate again. It gave me opportunity to have association with those of you who came to the camp. It gave me opportunity to have association with my godbrothers. And what more could one ask for? So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
People like to go to the country for peace, to get away from the intensity of the city. But that camp was intense. But it was intense with hearing and chanting about Krishna all day, every day. But this intensity does not sap the energy of the soul. Rather, it gives energy. It soothes the soul. Soothe? You know what that means? It relaxes. You got that? Okay. I heard dusha. I thought it was something like bathing. Okay. Sorry. I thought you were saying bathing. Differently. So, we are all burning in the fire of material existence. Samsara bishanale dibanishi hiyajale juraite nakoinu upai. We're not finding relief from the burning fire of material existence. But the means to get free from material existence is hearing and chanting about Krishna in the association of devotees. And as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has commented, if we don't regularly chant and dance and hear in the association of devotees, then we will fall down. So this intense hearing and chanting and dancing in the association of devotees, away from all distractions, is very powerful, very intense, very powerfully purifying. Now we have all come down from the hill to the city. Let the hearing and chanting and dancing continue. Let it be inspiration for more hearing and chanting and dancing, preaching Krishna consciousness so that more persons can join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan. Now, Panchatattvara here, Shivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Shivas is the leader of the jivas engaged in the Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's a big Sankirtan party. Hundreds and thousands of devotees. So at least you can bring 2 million or so to the Sankirtan party of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's your service. Slovenia, 2 million or so. So you'll need a few hills, I suggest. Very nice camp. I've been to a few already in this visit to Europe. I think this one was the best. Devotees are very intensely and joyful. Intense not in the sense like in the cities like this, but more like this. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Jai Balarama. Jai Ananta Dev. Hare Krishna. Jai Baladev. Please give your blessings to Baladev Vidya Bhushan Das. And to Bhavananda Rai Prabhu, who accepted Brahminical initiation today. Not only young faces. And to Lomanchita Prabhu, who also accepted Brahminical initiation today. He's very seriously engaged in bringing the 2 million people to Panchatattva, so much so that his hairs are standing on end in ecstasy. Hare Krishna. Lomanchita means whose hairs are standing on end in ecstasy. It's a name for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, yes, it's already been said, but we'll say it again. Anyone who gives a gift of Srimad Bhagavatam on this auspicious day is, what does it say? Open it up and see. Read it out. Jai Hare Krishna. So anyone who wants to attain the supreme transcendental destination, you can take copies of Srimad Bhagavatam out there and find someone to give it away to quick, because it's almost over.
Bhagavatam in the
Charity begins at home, as the saying goes in English. So
you could
find any devotees here who don't have a copy and give to them. Which language is that? It's in Serbo-Croatian? Slovenian. You have the Bhagavatam. First two cantos. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant and dance and then prasadam. I remember in London as first Balaram Purnima, a huge feast, and then they had this baruni with yogurt. It was about 50% yogurt and 50% hadi. It was being served in large quantities, after which we were all intoxicated. It's called baruni. That's what they called it. So, after which there was much moaning and groaning from the horizontal bodies. But the solution for that was found by making the horizontal bodies vertical and taking them out on Oxford Street for chanting and dancing. Oxford Street, famous street in London. You're serving Varuni now?
No.
Highly recommended for brahmacharis at night.